Talking now on our Coach's Corner program with North Iowa co-head football coaches Brad Chemnitz and Dan Frericks. And last night, kind of a fun one between North Iowa and Northwood Kensett. And it just goes barely the way of the home team as the Vikings defeat the Bison 28-24. Coaches, let's talk a little bit first about the weather. Kind of an interesting week as we had some warm temperatures at the start of the week, and then as we get to Friday, it's cold and rainy and the typical fall weather. Talk a little bit about the weather last night in Northwood.
Yeah, the weather, you know, come, I think it was Tuesday, it was 90 degrees, and then last night was 50-some degrees. You know, it's definitely a change, but you know, it wasn't too bad. The wind actually went down last night, and we were kind of hidden there. So we did not really change anything offensively. But then later on during the second half, yeah, it started to mist and stuff and rain. But the kids were excited about it and playing well.
Coach Frericks, I'll go to you for a second and kind of tell me a little bit about, is this, you know, kind of a coach's thing where maybe, you know, Tuesday, Wednesday or something, you guys are looking at the weather and seeing, okay, you know, Friday it might do this, so defensively, you know, we want to do this because we're expecting the opposing offense to maybe have some troubles, or if it's a nice day, then obviously they're going to keep their normal stuff. Does the weather, what it's supposed to do on Friday, ever affect game planning for Friday night?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, we were looking at, like, hoping it would rain a little bit, and then they wouldn't be able to throw the ball, so it'd force them into running the ball, and then try to turn everything back to the middle. That was a huge game plan of not letting you try to put the ball in the air, and if the weather started raining, it was going to be a ground game, and ball security all night long. So, you know, he's worked on trying to rip that ball out. Every time you get him stopped up or piled up, you work on ripping the ball out.
And let's talk about the game itself. The Bison fall by 4. Let's talk a little bit about the first half. What did you guys see in the first half?
You know, offensively, you know, we really wanted to pound the ball. You know, we just want to get our running game going, get some guys going up front, and just make it a physical game. It seems like we play a lot better when we play physical and downfield and you know, get them big boys rolling.
How about defensively, Coach? What did you guys see in the first half?
In the first half, I mean, the very first quarter we came out kind of flat starting out the beginning of the game on defense, and then we made a couple adjustments really early on in the game, and I tell you what, it woke up our defense. Once we hit that second quarter, our defense is just off and rolling the rest of the night.
And we get into the second half, and you guys are able to get some turnovers in the game and try to flip the score back in your favor, but just come up short in this one.
You know, yeah, we just had a few things, you know, special team-wise. You know, we're trying to get some guys off the field when we can, and you know, we just had some errors, you know, special team-wise. But, man, our defense played good, had a lot of turnovers. You know, that was our goal going into the week. We needed a lot of turnovers, get that in our direction. You know, offensively, yeah, just get that ball going, try to hit the inside quite a bit, and then try to, you know, throw the ball, you know, on the outside and test a few of their D-backs.
And your team fell down in the contest right away, but what about the battle back from the team? You score in the fourth quarter and try to make a comeback. You score with about 3:39 left in the game, and then from there you need one more but just can't quite get there. But talk about the battle of your team and never quit.
Oh, yeah, our boys played with a lot of emotion last night, and they worked their butt off. They played extremely hard. They gave everything they had. I mean, I think what happened last night was a wake-up of the North Iowa defense and the North Iowa football team that we needed to happen earlier this year. With now our guys knowing what they're capable of doing, I think we're looking at a different football team the rest of the season.
And with that, you guys will go back home where you will take on West Bend Mallard next week. What are you guys expecting out of the Wolverines?
They're up to the ball fast. You know, they like to get going fast. They'll snap it fast, try to catch you off guard. You know, they like to run the ball. You know, a lot of fakes, misdirection type stuff.
You know, the thing I look at West Bend is I think they're a very good, fundamentally good team. They're well coached. They do their job extremely well. And like Coach Kemnitz said, they're very quick up to the ball. Offensively, defensively, they're always ready. I mean, they're going to come in here and they're going to be prepared play this game.
Game you guys won a year ago, and trying to follow up on that. What's going to take over the week for the Bison to get this victory?
You know, we got to have, you know, a good week of practice. We got to stay focused. You know, we got to get these young guys, you know, ready to go and help us out, you know, on Friday nights when they can, and you know, get them guys more involved. Try to help our guys so, you know, our guys can play 100% all the time. We just got to play physical. You know, that's week in and week out. You know, this district, you got to play physical.
Well, guys, thanks so much for talking with me this morning. I really appreciate it. And best of luck to your team against West Bend Mallard next week.
Thank you. Thanks.
That was North Iowa co-head football coaches Brad Chemnitz and Dan Furricks.